Let's go to another edition of the DJ Sessions.
There goes the last DJ.
Jose Galvan is the DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica, California. He is with us. Hi, Jose.
Hey, Jeremy. How's it going?
It's going well. And let's get right to the music that you brought us. This is Arthur. It's by the Red Parrots. Kind of a lo-fi sound there.
Yeah, definitely garagey. These guys are out of El Monte, California, which is a suburb of Los Angeles. Not very known for their rock bands, but these guys have been making the rounds at house parties and just sort of garnered a huge following of kids. And as you know, in music, what the kids like is what the industry sort of pays attention to, so they're getting a lot of buzz.
They do have kind of a surfer sound.
Yeah, they do, and that's what I like about it. It's also reminiscent of the Stroke sound, just a little more lo-fi.
All right, the next one you brought us is Coral. This is by Rubio. Hear the singing in Spanish there. This is a Chilean performer.
Correct. Yes. Rubio comes out of Santiago, and she used to front a band called Miss Garrison. It was a trio, and they were more rock, but she sort of followed the path that Chile's music scene has been going in since 2009, which is sort of that electro-pop vibe. It's a little dubby. There's bands like Javier Amena, Astro, Teleradio Donoso. All these heavy synths and just sort of drum beats.
How did you get turned on to Rubio?
I believe somebody sent me an MP3, and I was just like, oh, the like killer voice. And then I did some research, and it turned out she had been part of Miss Garrison, the band I mentioned, and saw her live here in LA and was just floored. She does all the loops, all the samples. She sings, she like drums on the side, and they have a live violinist, which you can't really hear in the recordings, but apparently it's there.
Next up, you have brought us Remind Me. This is from Emily King. So I guess this would be described as like a bubblegum style, right?
Yeah, and you could qualify it into R&B a little bit. That's sort of what she's known for. She was Grammy nominated for her debut, East Side Story, back in 2007. Then she made the rounds opening up for Alicia Keys, Nas, a bunch of other sort of hip-hop R&B artists. ATO signed her. She'd been absent for about 4 years, and this is the first single off her forthcoming album, due out February 2019, and it's kind of begging for a remix, I think.
Really? What do you mean by that?
Because it has that very slow build in the beginning. It's got about, you know, like almost 32 bars of no real backbeats, just her voice, little ambient sound, and then it just sort of kicks in.
Like a new beginning, you remind me of something else, something that I used to feel, something like what I've been missing.
I think someone's going to pick that up and make a really rad remix.
Why don't you do it?
Oh, I should. You're a genius, Jeremy.
Right. There you go. You can credit me on the album. I'll take the royalties. Let's move on to the next one you brought us. This is Good. It's by Twin XL. Getting dancier as we go here, Jose. Tell us about this one.
Oh, yes. These guys are out of Los Angeles. And sometimes when we talk about KCRW DJs being eclectic, I think a lot of people assume that we're not going to like pop music or sort of play pop music. But this is a real poppy song. It's got that, you know, the synths and the chill vocals, an earworm of a melody. And it's got a little bit of that, like, millennial whistle sort of bitonal melody that happens right now in music.
Okay, we have time for one more, and this is I'm Scum. It's by Idols.
Hey, hey. I'm Council House of Violent. I'm laughing at the tyrants. I'm sleeping on the sirens whilst wondering where the time went. I'm Scum.
So this album is called Joy as an Act of Resistance. You can hear some of that there. Tell us about Idols.
Idols are right now currently one of my favorite bands. I got to catch them at one of those multi-day festivals about a week ago. And they were just so intense on stage. But their lyrics are sort of tongue-in-cheek. They're poking fun at themselves. They're poking fun at society. It's sort of like the UK stuff. They got a couple songs about immigration. It's a real mishmash of stuff, but it falls in line with that punk rock vibe that's sort of coming out of the UK. These guys are from Bristol, and I love the lead singer's voice. It sort of sounds like he gargles with nails. It's intense.
Jose, you probably see and hear a lot of music every year. What's the best thing you've seen this year so far?
Oh, I'd have to go with Idols.
Really?
By far, yeah. Yeah, it's just, I don't know, it's hard to beat a guitarist who's up in Speedos on stage and a lead singer who's just kind of like you can tell he doesn't want to be up there, sort of, but he's really good at it. And I don't know if it's an act, but I'm in.
That's Jose Galvan, DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica. Jose, thank you
so much, Jeremy.
And you can find all our DJ session picks on Spotify. Just search for NPR Here and Now. We're also on Apple Music and at hereandnow.org.